The theory of the leisure class was written by Thorstein Veblen at the turn of the 20th century. It delves deeply into the nature of economics and the social institutions, exploring the forces that create and maintain class division, how these forces evolved through history, and how they influence economy. In this work, Veblen presents a critique of capitalism on the basis of conspicuous consumption, a term that he himself coined. He examines economics as a function of evolution, tracking the division of labor and stratification of social class during the development of society. Veblen shows contemporary economic and social circumstances to be a natural extension of the social institutions of the feudal period. The theory of the leisure class, though written more than a century ago, continues to provide accurate predictions of the emerging economic structure of a developing industrial society. It was an unprecedented examination of the social and psychological factors that shape economy and industrial growth. The narration of the full text is preceded by a summary that explores the background of the work, the life of the author, and the historical context and criticisms of the piece. The audio-learned version of Veblen's work is suitable for economic scholars and for anyone interested in the nature of economy and sociology. Veblen wrote The Theory of the Leisure Class in 1899, presenting the development of social and economic institutions from an evolutionary perspective. He claimed that technology and the industrial arts were the forces that shaped society and the economy, but that these forces were purposely exploited by upper classes. The industrial society depends upon the efforts, diligence, and productivity of the working classes for its success, while the business owners and others in higher economic strata use the profits generated by these efforts to demonstrate wealth as a measure of social status. These demonstrations of wealth in the form of conspicuous consumption and conspicuous leisure become hallmarks of the social elite and glorify the practice of exploitation over the productivity of industry. Instead of generating resentment for higher classes, the glorification of exploit causes these practices to be admired and emulated by the lower classes, creating situations where people attempt to live beyond their means in order to present the illusion of higher social status. This emulation often causes people to sacrifice material needs and comfort to maintain the image of status. Veblen portrays the economic life of modern society as an extension of the social stratification of feudal and tribal cultures. This was an important distinction, as previous ideas were based more on the idea of merit or utility as the foundation for the establishment of social classes. Veblen draws from a number of anthropological examples to support his ideas, comparing the economic divisions of modern society with the corresponding divisions present within tribal cultures. In these cultures, the division of labor can be shown in terms of industry and total productivity. Women and those of lower status engaged in farming and agriculture, practices that produced the bulk of the resources for society. Those of higher status practiced hunting and warfare, occupations which are relatively unproductive in economic terms. Veblen associates the leisure class with the conquerors of barbarian societies. These classes engaged in domination and exploitation of the labor of the conquered peoples, while themselves enjoying relatively light labor occupations. Those occupations which were acceptable for those of higher status included the manufacture of arms, the clergy, and banking, while those of lower status were dedicated to professions such as tinker, chandler, and tailor. In essence, the lower classes performed the bulk of productive work within society, while those of the upper classes participated symbolically in the economy in order to ensure social cohesion. The status of the leisure classes is maintained by both direct and indirect coercion. They reserved participation in the military profession for themselves, thus withholding weapons and military skills from the lower classes. This made the lower class dependent upon the upper class for their safety and survival, justifying and perpetuating the role of the leisure class in the process. They were responsible for defending society from both physical and spiritual threats, as the leisure class included the clergy as well. From this perspective, modern society displayed the same division of labor that was evident in medieval times, where only land-owning noblemen had the right to hunt and bear arms.